This is Jazz Nightly from listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good evening, I'm Carl Gerke. Nice to have you along for this evening's edition of the program. And I think it's really impossible to overstate the importance of Billie Holiday. Although her voice was rather small, kind of raspy, particularly in the later years, she interpreted songs from Tin Pan Alley with the rhythmic and melodic inventiveness that transformed them into highly personal musical expressions. And she made her first recordings at the age of 18 in 1933, her last in 1959, shortly before her death. And during those years, she changed the art of jazz singing and influenced everyone from Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra to contemporary vocalists Nora Jones and Madeline Peru. Even instrumentalists like Miles Davis, very much influenced by Billie Holiday. The JS Quintet, along with special guest Jamie Lynn, explore the life and music of Billie Holiday Friday and Saturday evening at Leonardo's Cafe in the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. And with me on the line is JS Quintet trumpeter Jim Spears. And Jim, welcome back to Jazz Nightly.
Thanks, Carl. Good to be here.
And also with me on the line is Jamie Lynn. And Jamie, welcome to the program.
Hello, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jim, this is the fourth concert in the JS Quintet's Jazz Curator Series. You've had programs featuring the music of Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, and Duke Ellington, and now Billie Holiday. Why did you choose Lady Day?
Well, a few reasons. You know, we felt it was time to do a vocal artist. The vocal tradition is so strong in jazz, and really so much of jazz is rooted on Tin Pan Alley and American Songbook tunes that have expressive lyrics, and the vocalists were the superstars, you know, kind of in the heyday of jazz. So as we started to look at how, you know, the next curator concert, we thought, let's do a vocalist. And then, more importantly, the other reason is that we happen to know a wonderful vocalist that lives here in South Dakota that we've all performed with, a great musician, well-known, and someone who is just a joy to collaborate with. So we were looking for a good reason to bring her to Sioux Falls and play some music with her, and that's Jamie Lynn. So those two reasons fit together very nicely, and so that led to Billie Holiday. And I think Billie Holiday fits very well with Jamie's voice and Jamie's style. And we've done other Billie Holiday tunes in the past with Jamie. And really, Billie Holiday is one of the, you know, the probably the most respected jazz vocalist, not just popular big band vocalist, but jazz vocalist of the music. So I think if we were going to pick one vocalist to start with, it's hard to pass up an opportunity to feature Billie Holiday.
Jamie, were you more than happy to get on board with this idea of exploring the life and music of Billie Holiday with the JS Quintet?
Of course I was. I usually play folk music, but any chance I get to sing some jazz and, more importantly, collaborate with such awesome musicians, I jumped at the chance, absolutely. And I've really enjoyed Billie Holiday's music. She's probably one of the first jazz vocalists that I really got into. And that was my older sister's fault. But I've always loved her music, and I've, through this process of preparing for this show, and digging through her music, I've come across so many songs that I had no idea that she did, or that her version is just so different from every other version of those songs that, that I've heard before, that it's just been fun. It's just been fun digging through these tunes, and we're really looking forward to presenting them. So, yeah, Friday and Saturday should be a wonderful time.
Well, Jamie, going back to when you first heard Billie Holiday, was there something that you heard that really caught your imagination and your attention, that you knew that this was something special, this was something different?
Yeah. You know, I've always preferred music that sounded like it was from another time. And I suppose, you know, when I was kind of very impressionable, I was probably 10 or 11 when my sister got the Decca recording for Christmas. You know, quite a collection of Billie Holiday's music. I just was fascinated with how it just brought you to another time, and a good time. It sounded, you know, it was fun and interesting. And her voice, as you mentioned earlier, it's not conventional. You know, it's not, you wouldn't describe it as the most beautiful, prettiest voice, but it is the most captivating, you know, her inflection and the emotion that comes through her voice is another, you know, I mean, it's like no other, like it's very recognizable. And I think I even started to realize that at that age, it's that impressionable.
When you're performing her songs at the JS Quintet on Friday and Saturday at Leonardo's Cafe in Sioux Falls, are you trying to imitate Billie Holiday, or are you just trying to perform her songs in the style that is distinctly yours, that's Jamie Lynn's style of singing?
You know, I'm trying to perform them as an interpretation, but I feel like, you know, but I've listened to her music so much that I know that a lot of the style and even some of her riffs that she introduced vocally, like they're going to sneak in there whether I try or not. I think she's always influenced my vocal style, and I bet if you ask any other female singer that's performing jazz music, they're probably going to tell you the same thing. But I think it's especially true with me. But you know, I always aim to do an interpretation because my imitation is not going to be Billie Holiday, yeah. Obviously. So you always try to put your own spin on things and, you know, present things in the spirit of Billie Holiday, but of course with my voice.
Jim Spears, for you, do you remember when you first heard Billie Holiday's records?
You know, I don't have a specific, you know, recollection, you know, of a time or place or, you know, an exact day, but I think it's just always been part of, you know, experiencing early jazz. And I think what, as a horn player, what interests me is Jamie's mentioned this, it's her interpretation of the melody of the lines. Billie was, when you read about Billie, she was greatly influenced. Her heroes were Bessie Smith, the great blues singer, and Louis Armstrong. And Louis Armstrong invented swing, invented phrasing as we know it today. And so I think there was just this natural connection when you listen to Billie as a horn player who's listened to other, you know, Miles Davis or Clifford Brown or any of those trumpet players that stemmed from the Louis Armstrong tree, right? That they connect right back to the Billie Holiday tree, because those folks were all taking from each other and learning from each other, and Billie was especially influenced by Louis. So, you know, I don't have an exact recollection, but I do know that early on she was a singer that I was really intrigued by, and she kind of pulled me in. This is something I wanted to hear, and I hear that in Jamie singing too, just her interpretation of the melody and the styling. You know, it's personal, and there's a story that is told in each of these songs, and I feel like Jamie's, you know, getting the emotion from that story, you know, and that's really important. I was sitting in our, I think I told you this, Carl, when you and I were setting up this interview, I was sitting in our rehearsal last week, and I was forgetting, oh yeah, I'm supposed to play now, because we were all so absorbed by what Jamie was doing with the tunes that I think some of us were forgetting, oh, we're supposed to actually play. We can't just listen to this. So it's been really rewarding to dig into these tunes at this level. And that's the whole idea behind the Jazz Curator Series. From concert number one, Miles Davis, it was this notion of that, you know, we play a lot of these artist songs on a regular basis, but we might do one or two, you know, it might be several gigs before we get back to a tune by Monk or Miles. And we wanted the opportunity to really dig in and study one artist and present that artist, but also share with the audience something maybe they didn't know, enlighten and help the audience understand jazz at a deeper level. So we're doing the same thing as musicians. And so it's been very rewarding to work with this music, you know, this at this level, this deeply.
You're listening to Jazz Nightly on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and my guests are Jamie Lynn and trumpeter Jim Spears of the JAS Quintet. Jamie Lynn and the band are exploring the life and music of Billie Holiday in performances Friday and Saturday evening at Leonardo's Cafe in the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls, and tickets are available at the Washington Pavilion box office. And Jamie Lynn, I'm wondering what working with the Jazz Quintet and going through these songs of Billie Holiday, what this has done for you as an artist, as a musician, as a singer. As you mentioned, you've done folk music, done a lot of different things. What does this do for you as an artist?
Man, it really allows me to dig into vocals. And, you know, I enjoy, you know, playing guitar and banjo when I'm playing folk music. But what I really love to do, and the reason that I play those instruments, is so that I can sing. That's what, you know, that's where I really get my joy from when I'm performing or practicing or learning something new. And singing with these guys is really like singing on another level, because, you know, in jazz, you really have the opportunity to talk to each other in the music that you're making. You know, the horns and, you know, the soloing instruments are talking to each other. They're answering each other, or, you know, doing some sort of call or response every once in a while. And I never really get to get in on that conversation until I work with a band of this caliber and work with these specific instruments in jazz, because jazz truly is unique in that way. And because everything's improvised, you know, the song is different every time, and what you're saying to each other and answering back and forth is different every time. And that's really something I don't get to do in other styles of music that I'm performing. And so I love just being able to set instruments down for the most part. You know, I'll be bringing my electric guitar for a couple of songs, but for the most part, I just get to sing, and I really get to think, you know, a lot harder and feel a lot freer in what I'm doing on stage, just talking to these other musicians and listening to what they're saying, and you know, really working with each other. And it really gives me a chance to focus on just one instrument, the voice. And like I said, that's really the part that gives me the most joy. So it's really been a blast getting to work with the JAS Quintet and bring these songs to life with them.
Jamie, yeah,
I want to echo
that. Yeah, go ahead,
that,
Jim.
Sorry, Carl, I'll jump in, but I just have to reinforce what Jamie said, because I want to say this every time I talk to somebody. Every night is different. You know, we're doing songs. We're going to play What a Little Moonlight Can Do, you know, which Billy recorded in the, I think, 30s or maybe early 40s. And, you know, that's an old song. That's a long time ago. But guess what? It's going to be different every time. That's what's special about jazz. And that's why, hey, you know, and I say this kind of jokingly, but actually quite seriously as well, come to both shows. It's going to be different each night, you know? So, sure, we'd like to sell two tickets, but at the same time, it's truly a lot of people that are really into improvised music and jazz specifically. They want to go to as many shows as they can, because they're going to hear the band approach something completely different from one night to the next. So I just wanted to reinforce and thank Jamie for saying that, because that's a big part of what we're doing.
How did you go about selecting the songs for this program, Jim? Is this something that you and the band worked closely with Jamie and found out which songs would work best? Or was it trying to establish the arc of her life and career? How was this program put together?
Yeah, that's a great question. The first instance there is kind of how we went about this. Sometimes with Miles, for example, we really did program the music based on the arc of his career, because it was so varied, you know, from his early days in even big band to bebop to cool jazz to modal to fusion, right? Miles has had this crazy arc. Billy was less so. So it really, in Billie Holiday's case, was more about selecting songs that maybe spoke to us, and especially to Jamie, that she wanted to do. And we wanted to also, I think, tell a little bit of the tragic story of Billie Holiday, you know, and maybe that's why she is somewhat popular, you know. Her story is somewhat of a tragedy, you know, born sort of destitute. We don't know a lot about her early life. You know, and then she had this successful career, but just for a pretty short while. And even during her success, she wanted desperately to be famous. She never felt like she really made it. And then her troubled relationships, her drug and alcohol abuse, the fact that, you know, she died young from cirrhosis of the liver. She died with 70 cents in the bank. She died with the New York Police Department guarding her room. I mean, so this is a person that didn't have an easy life, but yet look what she left for us. And now, I mean, she's arguably maybe the most popular jazz singer of all time, you know, certainly up there within the top three or four. And so we wanted the music to speak a little bit about that, you know, and if you listen to the songs and the lyrics especially, you're going to hear some of the tragedy that comes through Billy's interpretation and song selection. But the other thing I remember reading about Billy is that she only felt like herself on stage. I guess that was the only time in her life that she really felt like this is who I am, is when she was standing there singing. And that's pretty cool. So hopefully people get that sense from the material we programmed. But it really was, going back to your original question, it was songs that spoke to us and especially to Jamie. And that's how we selected this program. And Jamie worked really closely with Joel Shotwell and Andrew Reinhardt on that process and the arranging side and the keys and all that. But what's cool about this group of musicians is that everyone is really a pro, and we put it together in a couple of rehearsals, and it's been a blast from day one.
Well, Jamie, what is it about these songs and the original records of Billie Holiday? What is it about them that speak to you and speak to so many of us 60, 70, 80 years later?
I think these songs tell the same stories of our lives, just in different terms. I'm thinking of a couple of the songs that we arranged for this concert. And they're, you know, as Jim mentioned, like, her life really was a tragedy, and especially, like, the romantic side of things. And that's kind of the part that speaks to me, like, these stories of, you know, loving someone despite the fact that they're really hurting you, and maybe even literally hurting you. Like, some of these songs aren't something you can really present today. In a story that's modern, because, you know, it's not, you wouldn't really sing about staying with the guy that's beating you so much today. That wouldn't, you know, people would be, I don't know, I feel like people would react to it differently. And these stories, people still go through these situations. It's just not something that you talk about in those terms. And, Billie Holiday, even some of the songs that she co-wrote, really brings these stories to the forefront, because the melodies are so cool, the songs are entrancing, and then you listen to the words and you're like, really? You're singing about staying with the guy even though he's, you know, beating the snot out of you? But that, you know, that was a part of her real life story as well. And so it's real stuff, you know. It wasn't just songs that she was trying to write to have a number one hit. Like, she truly was writing and choosing songs to perform from her life. And that is really, I think that really attracts me to her music. Especially because, you know, I get to, when I'm singing her music, I get to step into a different character, a different life, and situation. You know, I'm fortunate that, you know, I don't have those things happening in my life, but for a few minutes while I'm singing those songs, I get to step into this other character and imagine what she's going through and bring that to the audience.
The JS Quintet, along with special guest Jamie Lynn, explore the life and music of Billie Holiday Friday and Saturday evening at Leonardo's Cafe in the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. It's the latest concert in the JS Quintet's Jazz Curators series. I've been talking with Jamie Lynn and JS Quintet trumpeter Jim Spears. And Jim and Jamie, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Jazz Nightly this evening. And I hope you have a great turnout for the shows this Friday and Saturday, and hope you have a lot of fun.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. It's always good to talk to you.